Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. We talked about that Sunday morning. If you'd like to go back and watch that video, that'd be great. We worked all the way through 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and that I just read to you is the last verse in the chapter. Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing your labor is pointless, is wasted, meaningless, unfruitful. No. Knowing this, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's a very important point that Paul's trying to make. But as we try to listen to Scripture, even when we do understand it and have a clear idea of what the thought being relayed is, like it gets in here. Your first challenge is hanging on to that, right? Because we'll read that verse and we'll say, well, okay, then we need to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work. So I need to go get busy and do the work. But part of the work, as I shared Sunday toward the end of the message, is keeping the truth that God's given to you. Keeping the truth of all that Jesus Christ has done for you in here is a major job. Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in that work. That's a big step. That doesn't mean that's the only work you should be doing, but often that's the work that gets overlooked. We expect ourselves to just take hold of a truth and then run with it. But the journey of being changed and transformed by whatever truth that is out of Scripture that you're trying to hang on to, specifically in this passage, the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what that means for the believer. Until that truth actually grabs hold of you and it begins to do its transformational work in you, being steadfast, immovable, always abounding in a job, in a work situation for the glory of God, for the benefit of us, that's going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult to maintain in Christ. You can do a whole lot of stuff in your flesh. God made us. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Human beings can do a whole lot without any dependence upon God. I mean, we're dependent upon Him for breath, for life, for sunshine, for rain. I mean, we're dependent upon Him whether we want to admit it or not. But the kind of dependence I'm talking about is where your strength is in the Lord. Wait on the Lord and He will renew your strength. A lot of people don't understand that kind of walk with God, where the waiting on Him is not doing nothing. The waiting on Him is the work, because He renews my strength. And then in the strength that God gives, I step forward. So we've got this work of trying to get it to stick in our head. And then we've got this journey to walk in that truth, of letting it drive home to our hearts, to our being, to the very core of who we are. That's a long journey. If I told you to go 10 miles on the map, we had a map laid out before of us of West Virginia, and I said, I want you to mark out 10 miles in West Virginia, and I want you to make that journey. And I want you to make it over terrain that doesn't have any state roads or paved roads. I just want you to walk. If we looked at the map, and you marked out 10-mile stretch in West Virginia and said, okay, we're going to walk 10 miles. You should be able to do that in a day. That should be, matter of fact, if terrain is good, you should be able to cross 20 miles in a day walking. But if you've ever been to West Virginia, you know that drawing a line on a map is not the same as traversing the topography, because West Virginia is a whole lot of up and down. It's very mountainous. If you would go to Israel, cross the Jordan River, and take on the task of trying to walk from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, you can look at a map and draw a straight line on a map. But when you get over there and actually try to walk that straight line, boy, that's a challenge. It's very mountainous there too. There are plains, there are open spots, but it's some pretty rough terrain. Do you understand? You hear, if you follow any of these videos or you've ever listened to me, I've said this a lot, but it bears repeating. You do understand that your heart, your life, is a lot more like that mountainous terrain with valleys and caves hidden all in places where you have tucked away memories and hurts of your past that you don't ever want to be brought out again. And for you to expect your heart to just take a truth, grab it, and not ever let it go is like me drawing a line on a map for you and saying, traverse that mountainous terrain on foot. So you get out there and start climbing those mountains. You just don't know how hard it's going to be. And if somebody hasn't warned you, you're likely to forfeit, to bail out of that journey because it's just too hard. I mean, it should have just been 10 miles, but man, this is more like 50 miles. It's too much. I think sometimes we expect the resurrection of Jesus Christ to fix everything. If you know the truth will set you free. And all of that is true. But the journey to get there is sometimes more laborious and involved than you could have ever imagined. You didn't get here in a day. It's very likely that a loving, gracious, long-suffering, patient Heavenly Father going to take his time walking you out of it. So when you hear me read and preach from passages or other pastors preach from passages and say, this is how it is and this is what he did for you and this is all of the freedom you have in Jesus Christ, it is all true. But living it out takes time. Don't forfeit the journey. Be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, even if that work is just in your heart. And especially remembering that when in the work is in the hearts of others. Because your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's worthwhile. And it'll bring out something very good. So don't give up. Don't give in. Keep walking with God. He has some very good things for those that he loves. So you got to keep walking with him. I hope that's encouraging. And I hope you have a blessed week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.